ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right. Is everybody set and ready? You know what? Because if you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions in 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, also a station on the London Underground. Category number 2, children's books. Category number 3, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. Category number 4, potluck. And category number 5, techno babble. All right. Also a station on the London Underground, children's books, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, potluck, techno babble. All right. Who's going to have a crack? Alistair from Winchelsea is first up. Alistair, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
How are you, Phil? On the 15th of December in 2005, I printed out Yogi Berra quotes. And I found them today.
If you come to a fork in the road, make sure you take it.
Yes, he was referring to a Steve McQueen movie, and he said he must have made that before he died.
That's right.
And when asked what he would do if he found $1 million, I'd find the fellow who lost it, and if he was poor, I'd return it.
Yeah,
so that sort of stuff. Why buy good luggage? You only use it when you travel. There was a couple of beauties here as well. If you can't imitate him, don't copy him.
That's right.
You better cut the peach in 4 pieces because I'm not hungry enough to eat 6. Baseball is 90% mental, the other half is physical.
I know. It is wonderful. They are good fun, aren't they? Yogi Berra.
Very good.
A baseball coach, but a philosopher of the human condition, Alistair. Hey, what do you like here? Also a station on the London Underground, children's books, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, techno babble, potluck.
Let's go for Klaatu's Sub Rosa Subway. We'll go for the...
also a station on the London.
Yeah, let's go for that, please, Phil.
Question number 1. What is the capital city of the Seychelles?
I wish I knew that. Let's have a think. I'm not Houston. Sorry, I've completely bombed out there, Phil.
No good.
No, I don't know the capital of the Seychelles.
Thanks for Yogi Berra.
Otherwise, I would get it. That's all right, Phil.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Thank you. All righty. Justin in Frankston. Hi, Justin.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Not bad. Also a station on the London Underground. What's the capital city of the Seychelles?
I've actually got no idea myself.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you. That's a fair enough response. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Phil. There's double joy this weekend, Swans and Rabbitohs.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Swannies, yeah. Hard-fought victory, actually, but we got there. Yeah. North are a good side.
Yeah, and that Yogi Berra quote about Steve McQueen's movie before he died.
Yes.
It's not so out of date now after the... Remember, they resurrected Val Kilmer.
Yes, all right. All right.
I had to get that one in before I bomb out because I just don't know.
No, all right. Thank you, Trev. Always good to talk.
Okay, mate.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Tina in Fairfield's got the right answer. Victoria. Where are we? Adrian from Bella Vista has got the right answer. What about Jason from Morwell? Hi, Jason.
How's it going, Phil?
Pretty good. What's the capital city of the Seychelles?
Victoria.
Victoria is correct. Yes, it is. Victoria, which is also a station on the London Underground. Question number 2. What do you want to do here? Stay with us? Stay with this? Or children's books, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, techno babble, or potluck?
Well, I've got one right, so I'm happy. I'll try potluck, thanks.
Potluck it is. Thank you for that text. I'm in Vietnam on holidays. I love listening to the ABC before I go to sleep. Very good. All right, question number 2, potluck. What word can be used for a military dining area and for something that ought to be cleaned up?
Mop.
Not a mop. Sorry, no, not a mop. Matt from Perth. G'day, Matt.
G'day, Phil.
Question number two, potluck. What word can be used for a military dining area and for something that ought to be cleaned up?
A mess.
A mess.
Yep.
Correct, yeah. I've no idea why the military do that, why they have a mess. There must be some derivation. Somebody could help us on the text line. John from Newcastle, he says we should also celebrate Manly's magnificent win. Manly, yeah, why not? Why not? Question number three. We're in potluck, but you can move if you like.
What are the other categories, please?
Also a station on the London Underground. Children's books. The music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. Potluck, which is where we are, or techno babble.
Oh, let's go to the underground stations.
Also a station on the London Underground. Question number three. Which 2014 family film stars Hugh Bonneville as Mr. Brown and Peter Capaldi as Mr. Curry?
Oh, jeez. 2014 film. Underground station. Nah, sorry, Phil, you got me.
No worries. Thank you anyway. Rodney from Warburton in Victoria. G'day, Rodney.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm all right, I think. Yeah. For a Monday. You've got to pinch yourself sometimes on Mondays, don't you? See whether you're still functioning and all the dials are, all the needles are up in the red zone.
Well, all the people that I'm supposed to care for are doing well, so good. That's all we need to care about.
Exactly. Exactly right. Okay, we're up to question number three, also a station on the London Underground.
Ooh.
Which 2014 family film stars Hugh Bonneville as Mr. Brown and Peter Capaldi as Mr. Curry?
I've got absolutely no idea.
Well, that's a fair question.
I do know what a mess is.
In both its forms, Rodney. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. The military term mess, says my texter, referring to a dining area or group, originates from the 14th century old French word mess, meaning a portion of food or a course of the meal. It's derived from the Latin missus, apparently, for scent. Okay. It originally described a group of people sharing food at one table. Okay. Chrissy says, Phil, did you hear about the meteor at Kingston in Tassie? Wow. Caught in a traffic camera. No, I didn't. Is that right? Okay. No, I didn't. Is this a new one? Has anybody got a picture of it? Send it to us. Warren from Perrine says, mess derives from the old French word mess, meaning serving food. Okay. All right. Tony from Ballarat. G'day, Tone.
Philip, gangsters to be 100 like David Attenborough.
Who's turning up? Well, I know David Attenborough's 100. Who was?
I'm asking you, Philip. Oh. Gangsters to be 100.
Oh. Hey, I tell you what, if I get to 100 and I'm still doing nightlife, the ABC's in serious trouble. So's the audience.
Well, he got the bones like those at number, etc. All right.
Now, what do you reckon? Question number three we're up to, also a station on the London Underground. Which 2014 family film stars Hugh Bonneville as Mr. Brown and Peter Capaldi as Mr. Curry?
Tarzan.
Not Tarzan, Tony, no.
Thank you,
Tony. Not Tarzan, no. Jacob from Garoak in Victoria. G'day, Jacob.
G'day, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. Question number three. Which 2014 family film stars Hugh Bonneville as Mr. Brown and Peter Capaldi as Mr. Curry?
Is it Paddington Bear?
I want the name of the film.
Well, Paddington?
Correct, yes. Paddington, yeah. That's right. Paddington, which is also a station on the London Underground.
Yeah.
Question number four, staying here, or you can move to children's books?
Music of Andrew Books.
Children's books, all right. Question number four. Scuffy is a character from children's literature who's appeared in little golden books for the last 80 years. What type of boat is Scuffy?
I'm just going to have a guess at a tugboat.
A tugboat is correct, yes.
Oh, there you go.
A tugboat is correct. Question number five. We're in children's books, if you like.
Yeah, I'll stay in there, yep.
The poems How Doth the Little Crocodile and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Bat appear in which 19th century children's book?
I don't know that one. Thanks, Phil, but I'll just shout out my brother-in-law, Matt. He's listening as well, so thanks for that, Phil.
There you go, brother-in-law. Brother-in-law, Matt. where are we? Barb from Falconbridge. Hello, Barbara.
Oh, hi.
Hi. How's Dave? Is he all right?
Well, yeah, he. That's why I rang up, just to say thanks to all the Nightlife listeners for sending their best wishes to you.
Yeah.
And he's been working on the little song he's written as a sort of a promotion song.
Yeah, no, I know. Oh,
he even sang it to me the other night, but he's a bit shy. He's a perfectionist, I suppose.
I know he's a perfectionist, and Barbara, what I'm saying to him via you, and I'm sure he's probably listening, is when you're ready, Dave, we're ready.
He's not. He's sleeping.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I find it easier to talk when he is asleep, to be perfectly honest with you.
Anyway, he's okay after the...
He's a bit paranoid about things, you know.
Yeah. He's okay, though, is he?
He's a lovely person.
No, I know he is.
It's just horrible to live with.
Barbara... I'm just opening a line now. Okay, you've got as much time as you want, Barbara. Tell me what's the word. No, I'm not going to.
Well, no, just say that.
No. Question number five. Come on. Children's.
I don't know the question.
We're in children's books. The poems How Doth the Little Crocodile and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Bat appear in which 19th century children's book?
It could be, Madam Goose's fairy tale?
No.
Well,
you want Mother Goose's? Mother Goose's fairy? No, not Mother Goose. Sorry,
Mother Goose.
Sorry, Barbara.
That's all right. Mostly going to say thanks.
That's all. No, that's all right. You know, next time Dave rings, if you're out of earshot, I'll get Dave to give his candid opinion of
me. Oh, it'd be just as bad. Maybe worse.
Good on you, Barbara. Thanks, mate. See ya. Ah, dear. Rubbing along in life. Hey, rubbing along. Jane from Homebush. Correct. That is right. Yes. Matt in the Gong says, Phil, there's an ABC link to that meteor in Tassie. Okay, we'll look it out. Rosa down the corner. No, that's not correct. Kylie from McLaren Flat. G'day, Kylie.
Hello, how are you going?
Pretty good. Question number five, children's books. The poems How Doth the Little Crocodile and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Bat appear in which 19th century children's book?
Oh, gosh, I've got no idea. I've no idea.
No good.
Sorry.
No worries. No worries. 1-300-800-222 is the number. There are lines free. If you want one, grab one. 1-300-800-222 lines free. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
I'm
on the show tonight. I'm not sure. Is it Alice in Wonderland?
The poems How Doth the Little Crocodile and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Bat appear in which 19th century children's book?
Alice in Wonderland.
What's the book called?
I think it's Alice in Wonderland.
No.
The Adventures
of Alice in Wonderland. No, Karen. Sorry, I'm being harsh, but you know what we like here. Albert from Townsville. Hello. Hi, Albert.
Oh, good night, Phil. That was quick. I need you to ring up.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've got spots on the board if you want to grab one.
Well, let's turn that radio there. Yeah.
Okay. The poems How Doth the Little Crocodile and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Bat appear in which 19th century children's book? Now, Karen was nearly there.
I didn't hear what she said.
Oh, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah, I was hoping this would be gone before I got there. No, I haven't got a idea in the whole wide world, so I'll have to pass it on.
Thanks, Albert. Nice to hear from you anyway.
Yeah, bye, Sal.
See you, bye. Mary from Victoria says, I'm listening in Oxford in the UK, cooking dinner for the grandchildren while mum and dad are at work. Nightlife compulsory company whilst in both the northern and southern hemispheres. Good on you, Mary. Good on you. Babs in Ringwood. That is correct. Yes. From Kingston to Penguin, Tasmanians witnessed a blazing meteor. Okay, I'll have to look up the film of it. Sounds terrific. Bo is on the road driving the tanker, Bo.
My God, that was quick.
I know. People have been put off by children's books. And now, Bo, please tell me you're driving a tanker full of juice.
I am driving a tanker full of juice.
Hey, that's the way we like it. Rolling.
Rolling.
That's right. Well, Bo, as soon as you've unloaded, go back and get another tanker full of juice.
as soon as I'm unloaded, I'm going back and parking up for the night.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's going to be a 12-hour night as it is.
Oh, I'm sure that's right. Okay. Now, mate, tell me, question number five, children's books. The poems How Doth the Little Crocodile and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Bat appear in which 19th century children's book? Now, Karen from Altona nearly had it.
Yeah, I believe the book was called Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, no. No. Damn and blast, as Errol would say. See you, Bo. Bo, you are the nation. You are part of the nation's most valuable truck driving crew at the moment. This is your moment, Bo. This is your time, Bo. See you, mate. Bye bye. dear Bo, the tanker driver. Okay, Ian from Penrith. G'day, Ian.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Children's books. The poems How Doth the Little Crocodile and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Bat appear in which 19th century children's book? Now, we've nearly got this. What's the actual title of the book, though?
Oh, would it be The Addams Family?
Not The Addams Family, no. No, sorry, Ian. No, it's not The Addams Family. No, everybody's nearly on it, but we just can't quite get there. Matt from Reservoir will help us out. G'day, Matt.
Hey, Phil. How are you going? I should say, too, currently in Canberra.
Yeah. Oh, you're in Canberra. You were in Canberra at the moment.
I'm in Canberra.
Hey, what are you doing out of Reservoir? Did you get a part? Were you allowed to leave?
Tunnelled.
That's right. Made a break for it. Jailbreak.
All the way to Tullamarine.
Jailbreak. what are you up in Canberra for? You're not going to Parliament tomorrow for the press for the budget, surely.
Why? What have you heard?
What have you? In that case, you're in a position to tell me. Question number five. The poems How Doth the Little Crocodile and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Bat appear in which 19th century children's book? It is called...
I'm going to get this wrong, but it's...
Not Alice. It's not Alice in Wonderland.
Sound, maybe. So
it's not Alice in Wonderland. What is it?
Through the Looking Glass and what Alice found?
No, we've had Through the Looking Glass.
Yeah, I thought it was in What Alice Found. Oh, isn't that title?
No, that is not the title.
Disaster.
All right, Matt, back to your work.
Thanks, Phil.
See you, mate. Ready? Bye-bye. See you later. Sarah from Clifton Springs will know the answer here. Hi, Sarah.
Hiya, how are you?
Pretty good. Come on, tell me, what's the title of the book?
It's The Adventures of Alice in Wonderland.
What is it? I'll give you one more go.
I think it's called The Adventures of Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass.
No, it's not.
Bugger.
Damn and blast, as Errol would say.
It's one of my favourite books ever. I should know the title.
It is great. See ya. Bye-bye. Susan from Hobart's got the right answer. Annette from Perth. Yes, correct. We're nearly there. Leanne in Perth. G'day, Leanne.
Hello.
We're nearly. What is it?
Is it Alice's Adventures in Wonderland?
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, yay.
I was going to say Through the Looking Glass, and when the other guy said it, I went, oh, it's not that.
No, well, you see, it wasn't Alice in – not Alice in Wonderland. It's not – it's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Yes, yeah, I knew it was close.
We're very picky here on the Nightlife.
Right. Well, that's what gave me the clue when you said it was nearly there. I thought, okay. It's all in the wording.
Yes. Chris in the Southern Water said, oh, by the way, I've heard there are so many excellent Yogi Berra quotes. I've looked up a book that included a lot of his sayings called What Time Is It? You Mean Now? it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I've had a couple of those. Lovely. Question number six, what do you want to do, children's books, or you can move anywhere?
I haven't heard. I've only just switched on, so I don't know what the other categories are.
So the categories are also a station on the London Underground, children's books, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, techno babble, potluck.
Underground or Lloyd Webber? I'll try the London Underground.
Also a station on the London Underground. Question number six. Which word can follow sand, piggy, food, blood?
Bank.
Correct.
Yay.
Sand bank, piggy bank, blood bank, food bank. And bank is a station on the London Underground.
Yes. I'm going to be there in about 10 days' time.
Oh, are you? I suppose it's probably near the Bank of England. Is that why it's called Bank? Or is it maybe it's the Bank of the Thames? I don't know.
No, it's, Bank of the Thames, I think.
Yeah.
I should have a vague idea if I haven't.
John of Coburg says, that was no meteor in Tassie. That was Angus Taylor's PM ambitions flaming out. John, harsh. Harsh. Question number seven.
Right.
Also a station on the London Underground, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, how are we going to go with this one? Honey Pie was the working title for which Eurovision winning song?
And a London Underground station.
Also a station on the London Underground.
Honey Pie.
Honey Pie was the working title.
Waterloo.
Very good, Leanne. Is very, it? Very good. Well, question number eight. We've got one left in London Underground stations, if you like. Otherwise, we could move.
Yes, I'll try another one. Oh, we're on a roll.
Last one. Question number eight. Also a station on the London Underground. Jane from Homebush says Bank is near the Bank of England. So that's why it is. Okay. Question number eight. Also a station on the London Underground. Which word for a two-dimensional egg-like shape comes from the Latin word for egg?
Two-dimensional.
Which word for a two-dimensional egg-like shape comes from the Latin word for egg?
Oh, earth. Oh, no, that's French. Earth, dome, sphere.
Can you imagine a London Underground station called Earth?
No.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Are you going? You got to get off at Earth.
The English would never stand for it. Sounds French. Oh, goodness. Say it again.
Which word for a two-dimensional egg-like shape comes from the Latin word for egg?
Oval. Oval. Yovel. Oval.
What's your answer?
I don't know. Well, I said oval, and then I thought, oval. Is there a station called Yeovil? That sounds ridiculous. Oval egg. Okay, I'm just going to say Yeovil.
You got to say what?
No, now I feel silly.
Sorry, no, I'm just, you've had a few cracks at it. What's your...
Cracks, no pun intended.
No,
the egg.
No, it's no yolk. What's your answer?
I feel like it's wrong now. I'm trying to think of, there's something, must be something else that is oval.
What's your answer?
I'm going to say oval.
Oval, no, is correct. Oval is correct.
Is it? Oh, I can't even imagine. I don't know where Oval Underground Station is.
Well, that would be at the Oval, which is the famous cricket ground in London.
Yeah. Okay. That's it then. That's my answer, Oval.
Question number 9. We've got no more stations on the London Underground. So we've got children's books, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, techno babble, potluck.
I'll go the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, please.
The music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. John 19:41 is the closing musical number of which musical?
19. Of which musical? Lloyd Webber. It's not Phantom. Lloyd Webber. Phantom. Chess. I don't know as many as I thought I knew. Can you help me a little bit of that?
No good. All right, Leanne. We'll have to move on. But thank you anyway. 1-300-800-222. Tommy's on Thursday Island, of all places. Hello, Tommy.
Good day, mate. How are you?
Pretty good, yeah. Question number 9, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. John 19:41 is the closing musical number of which musical?
I have to have a crack at Jesus Christ Superstar.
Correct. Yes, it is. And so it goes. Very good. How's the day been on Thursday Island? Tommy, what's the weather like?
Warm and windy.
What's that?
Warm and windy.
Okay, all right. Good. Question number 10. We're in the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, if you like. Do you want to stay there? You can go children's books, techno babble, or potluck. Hello, Tommy. Something happened.
Yep. Yeah,
something's gone wrong with your phone. You were there, Tommy?
We tried potluck.
Oh, there we go. That's much better. Yeah. Potluck. Okay. Question number 10, potluck. The Fosbury flop helped Dick Fosbury win gold at what event during the 68 Olympics?
Oh, that's a bit of an old Australian legend, isn't it? In the high jump event.
Correct. It was in the high jump, yeah. Well, he wasn't Australian. He was American, wasn't he, Dick Fosbury?
Was he American, was he? Oh, yes. I thought that was Australian for some reason.
Nope, he wasn't an Aussie. Question number 11. We're in potluck. You can stay there or you can move to...
Yeah, we'll stay with potluck.
Okay, staying with potluck. How many women have been Prime Minister of New Zealand?
I'll say two.
Not two, Tommy. Thanks, mate. See ya. Bye-bye. Tommy on Thursday Island. Kylie in Daysdale. G'day, Kylie.
Oh, hi there, Phil. Hello. I'll send you a postcard from Queensland. I'm going up there very soon.
Oh, good. Yeah.
No problems, Phil. I think it might. Was it three women? I don't know.
How many women have been Prime Minister of New Zealand?
Three?
Correct. Yes.
Oh, I just was stabbing in the dark. Yeah, I thought it was either two.
Jenny Shipley.
That's right.
Helen Clark.
That's right.
Jacinda Ardern.
That's right, yeah. Yep.
There have been three Prime Ministers of New Zealand who have been women. Jacinda Ardern's moved to Australia now. She's...
Yeah, keep going. Thanks, Phil.
Question 12. You want to stay with potluck?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Purva Peyote, or Sunrise Sea, and Apara Peyote, or Sunset Sea, are two ancient regions of which modern-day ocean? Purva Peyote and Apara Peyote.
Pacific.
Not the Pacific.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Kylie. Bye-bye. Not the Pacific. Kay is in Bunbury New Zealand. I'm obsessed with New Zealand. Kay was in Bunbury in WA. G'day, Kay.
Well, how you going, Phil? I've been saying
pick me
for the last five questions, but I don't really know this one. But
look, no.
Before I have a go,
mm-hmm.
who was Yogi Berra?
No, Berra. Yogi Berra.
Who was Yogi Berra?
He was a baseball coach. I think of the New York Yankees, but I can't remember.
Oh, now he sounds like a real hoot.
Oh, no, he was great. He said predictions are tough, especially about the future.
Oh, right, okay. Mm.
If you come to a fork in the road, always take it.
You always take it. I love that one, yes. I do, every time.
Question number 12. Purvar peyote or sunrise sea and Apara peyote or sunset sea are two ancient regions of which modern-day ocean?
Well, we don't have too many oceans. I'll go Atlantic.
Not the Atlantic. So we've had just before
I go, can I say have a shout-out to any friends in Hopeton, WA?
Yeah. Hello to friends. Thanks,
thank
Kay.
You.
See ya. All righty, where are we? Paul from Toowoomba in New South Wales. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Phil.
Question number 12. Purva peyote or sunrise sea and Apara peyote or sunset sea are two ancient regions of which modern-day ocean? Not the Atlantic, not the Pacific.
I will say the Indian.
Correct, yes, the Indian Ocean. Very good. All right, one left in potluck. Otherwise, it's off to Techno Babble, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, or children's books.
Oh, well, go potluck.
Last one in potluck. Now describing other calculated risks, which word originated as a chess opening that gives up a minor piece for a better board position?
Can you repeat that first part?
Now describing other calculated risks. Which word originated as a chess opening that gives up a minor piece for a better board position? I'm after a word.
Yeah, okay. I can't think of anything that helped you, Phil.
No good. Thanks, Paul. See you, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for having a crack anyway. Kim from Manham. G'day, Kim.
Good evening, Philip.
Evening.
Dan, I just finished playing a game of chess online.
Oh, did you? All right.
Yes.
How do you play chess? Do you play online chess all the time, Kim?
No, I just started teaching my lady friend to play and play chess.
Yeah.
And, I'll play it, do it myself. I'll learn a bit more.
Oh, good. Did you win?
Yes. Checkmate.
Oh, good.
I'm up to stage 3 level.
Oh, yeah. How many levels are there, Kim?
No, about 10, I think.
Okay.
I'm still learning, though. Still learning.
That's all right.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I'm good. My young nephew, he's only 6, but I can usually beat him.
That's surprising. The young ones are very, very smart.
Yeah, but he hasn't. He just learnt. Anyway, I don't tell him all the rules either.
No, what? You don't?
He can find out for himself. Question 13. Now describing other calculated risks, which word originated as a chess opening that gives up a minor piece for a better board position?
Well, you'd sacrifice a pawn.
What's the word called?
I haven't found out the word yet. Pawning?
No, not a pawning. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Talk again. Bye-bye. The voice of the Murray, Kim from Manham. Sophie from Glen Iris. Hi, Soph.
Hello.
Now, describing other calculated risks, which word originated as a chess opening that gives up a minor piece for a better board position?
I've been racking my brains and the only thing I can think of is gambit.
Correct.
Oh, phew.
Yes. An opening gambit. Correct. A gambit. All right, question number 14. No more potluck, no more stations on the London Underground, but we do have children's books, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, or techno babble.
I'll go with Andrew Lloyd Webber, thanks, Phil.
The music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, question number 14. Which Lloyd Webber musical opens in a cinema in Buenos Aires on the 26th of July, 1952?
Oh, it's quite specific, isn't it? Mm. A cinema in Buenos Aires.
Which Lloyd Webber musical opens in a cinema in Buenos Aires on the 26th of July, 1952?
I'm going to go with Evita.
Correct.
It won't be easy. You'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel. That I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me. All you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines. At sixes and sevens with you.
Yes, there you are.
You cut it out before the
because we're very subtle in our editing here. You see, we don't go for the cheap laugh here, Sophie.
I remember there was a Goodies takeoff of Evita, and it was "Don't Cry for Me, Marge and Tina."
I mean, many newspaper headlines with things like that. That's right. Yogi Berra was a New York Yankees catcher, not the coach. Oh, was he? Okay. He won 10 World Series, says Chris.
Oh, that's quite good going.
Yeah, not bad. Okay. Jeff the Truckee had Evita, Anne in Dawesville. Good. Jane from Homebush as well. Chris in the Southern Water says, I absolutely loathe Andrew Lloyd Webber's music generally.
Oh, good.
The Phantom of the Opera is probably his only passable song, and he apparently borrowed it from Pink Floyd. Well, that's harsh, Chris. Anyway, Sophie, question number 15. Staying with Lloyd Webber?
Yes, please.
Using the pseudonym Dr. Spin, Lloyd Webber had a hit in 1992 with a remix of the theme song from which video game?
Oh, my goodness, the theme song from which video game?
Using the pseudonym Dr. Spin, Andrew Lloyd Webber had a hit in 1992 with a remix of the theme song from which video game?
Oh. Look, I don't really know, but I'll have a crack and go with Tetris.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was Tetris. Yes, I think we should have stuck with Evita, really, shouldn't we?
We should.
Question number 16, music of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Thank you.
Which Lloyd Webber musical tells the story of the young but obsolete steam engine Rusty?
Starlight Express.
Correct, Starlight Express. Very good. Question number 17, last one.
Yes, please.
Pharaoh's Dream Explained and Any Dream Will Do are songs from which musical?
Pharaoh's Any Dream Will Do, it's, I have to get this right, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Correct.
I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shine. Wonderful and new, and in the east, the dawn was breaking as the world was waking. Any dream will do. A crash of drums, a flash of light, my golden cloak flew out of sight. the colors faded into darkness. I was left alone.
Boom, boom, boom. Yes, I know. well, at least he moved on from Tetris. Max Bygraves doing the honours there. Good on you, Max. Beautiful. Bruce from Hall's Head in WA says, don't cry for me, I've got tenure.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yes. Thank you. Question number 18. No more Andrew Lloyd Webber. So we've got children's books and techno babble. That's it.
I'll go with techno babble, please.
Techno babble. Question number 18. In cryptocurrency, NFT stands for non-fungible what?
Token.
Correct. A non-fungible token. Very good. One, two, three, four. That's five.
Is it?
Hey. You started with a Vita, didn't you?
No, I started with something else.
Oh, no, that's right. You didn't start with a Vita.
I started with the one before in, was it in Potluck or,
Anyway. Well, it might it might get important, mightn't it? So hang on. Nice. Hang on. You've had Joseph and Starlight Express and Tetris. That's three.
Avita
was four. And NFT is five.
And then there was one before Avita, the chess one at Gambit.
Oh, Gambit, six. Hey, two, three, four, five, six. Heavens above. Okay, all right, Jane. I mean Sophie. Jane from Homebush has been texting me a lot. John says, when they named him Yogi Berra, did they make a boo boo? Boom boom. John from Mitcham says Max was great. He is. Max Bygraves is always great. Question number 19. Techno babble.
Thank you.
In computing, DNS. Stands for domain name what?
Domain name serve. No, hang on, I've got to be think about this. DNS. For the server or service. Service.
Not correct.
Thanks, Phil.
No, thanks, Sophie. That was good. A good effort, though. Six on the trot. Very nice indeed. Where are we? Keith from Sippy Downs. Hello, Keith.
Hello there. Thanks. How are we?
Good. Thanks for hanging on. Question 19. We're in techno babble. In computing, DNS stands for domain name what?
Servers.
No, we've had servers. I'll give you another go.
Service.
No, not service. Sorry, Keith. No, not service either. Michael from Freshwater. Hi, Michael.
Good day, Phil. How are you?
Not bad. Question 19. In computing, DNS stands for domain name what?
Server.
No, we've had server. It's not server or service.
Service.
Oh, no, we've had not server or service.
All right. System.
What did you say?
System.
Correct. Yeah, it is. Domain, DNS stands for Domain Name System. All right. Question number.
There's a couple of things that have been interesting. Fancy toweling for Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's a knight of the realm.
Yeah, well, he ought to be toweled for that dreadful Tetris.
Well, that's the only one I didn't know.
Oh, no, the rest of it is. No, the rest of it, he's come up with some very whistleable tunes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Jacinta Ardern has moved to the northern beaches.
Well, actually, up where you are. That's right, because you're in Freshwater. Yeah. Well, she's next door, isn't she? Isn't she in Clontarf? Well, no one.
No, she's in Freshwater, or depends on where you draw the line.
Oh.
South Cork.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
I haven't seen her at the bakery. Or the pub.
There'll be. Well, Australians are always very respectful of celebrities. Yeah, so don't you go misbehaving, Michael. Question 20. We're in Techno Babble. You can stay there if you like, or you can move to children's books.
Well, I was minding my 1-year-old grandson today, so I did read a few children's books, so let's give it a shot.
Which numerical group of child detectives are often accompanied by a Scamper, the English Cocker Spaniel?
The seven. What are their names? The Secret Seven?
Correct. Yes, the Secret Seven, not the Famous Five.
Yeah. No, not famous. He's not up that one yet either.
Question. Hang on, we've only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left here. Hey. Question 21. We're in children's books if you want to stay there.
Yeah, we'll stay there.
Which girl is strong enough to lift a horse, sleeps with her feet on the pillow, and refuses to go to school?
I have no idea. I'll say National Velvet.
Not National Velvet, no. Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye. See you later. You're getting soft, Phil. You're giving second chances all over the place. And, oh, well, no, I've started the week off being fair. We always do. We're always fair, harsh but fair. Warren from Prance says, how dare you? My nephew loves the Tetris song. love is a very, very hard word to apply to the Tetris song. I think Rosa down in the corner's got the right answer here. Sandra in Perth's got the right answer as well. Okay. Now, who's been waiting on here? Sorry. Lek in Burra. Hi, Lek.
Yep, B.
Yes, hi, Lek. Sorry, you've been waiting on there. Thanks for hanging on.
About 200 years.
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry,
as usual, I'm not used to hyperbole. Queen's Gambit was a fantastic show on Netflix.
It was a good show about chess, wasn't it? Yes, it was.
I know. It was so good. So going back in time, I'm going to answer a question eventually.
Which girl is strong enough to lift a horse, sleeps with her feet on the pillow, and refuses to go to school?
Trixie Belden.
Not Trixie Belden. Thank you, Lek. Not Trixie Belden. No, it's not Trixie. Cameron from South Perth will be good on this one. G'day, Cameron.
Good evening or good morning.
Children's books.
I'm from Perth, but I'm in Geelong.
Oh, are you? What are you doing there? You're far from home, Cameron.
Yeah. Visiting my daughter.
Oh, great.
And son-in-law.
Oh, nice.
First time here. Beautiful city. Clean. No graffiti. Just a beautiful city.
No, it's lovely, Geelong. That whole Bellarine Peninsula is just beautiful. You know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Have a look. Have a look around while you're there. It's lovely.
Oh, intend to.
Yeah, good. All right, so your first time visiting, as you say. All right, good. Mm. Now, we're in children's books, Cameron. Which girl is strong enough to lift a horse, sleeps with her feet in the pillow, and refuses to go to school?
Pocahontas.
Not Pocahontas, no.
Thanks.
Enjoy, Cameron. Thank you. Looking around the beautiful city of Geelong. Michael from Berrydale. Hello, Michael.
G'day, how you going?
Pretty good. Which girl is strong enough to lift a horse, sleeps with her feet in the pillow, and refuses to go to school?
I remember as a kid there was a civic girl, Pippi Longstocking.
Correct, yes. Pippi Longstocking.
I don't even know how I remember that, but I remember someone reading it to me.
Pippi Longstocking.
Horace, maybe. Or something.
All right, four to go. Question number 22. Do you want to stay with children's books or you can move to Techno Babble?
I'll stay with children's books, thanks.
Children's books. The poet Egbert Rumpus Bumpus is a character from which classic Australian children's book?
The Waddles, about the Waddles and the. and all them ones, the Australian,
No good. All right, Michael, we'll have to leave it. We'll move on. Tracy from Launceston. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Phil.
The poet Egbert Rumpus Bumpus is a character from which classic Australian children's book?
No idea. I think I'll guess and I'll say the magic pudding.
Correct. How about that?
Oh, well, it sounded kind of whimsical, like, you know.
Yes, like, children's book.
And that kind of.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, there's three left. They're all in techno babble, but we do have a news commitment here. The Mighty Challenge. Yes, question 23 we're up to. Tracy from Launceston was in the box seat having successfully guessed, snagged whatever, the magic pudding. Trace, welcome back.
Thanks. Hi again.
Only three to go. They're all in techno babble. You might be good on this.
Don't know.
No. Question 23. What does URL stand for?
Oh, I do know this, but I don't. I think my brain's, that part of my brain's gone to sleep. No.
No good?
No. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Trace. Sorry you had to hang on for that. Vicky from Nowra. Hello, Vicky.
Yeah, hi. How are you going?
Techno babble. What does URL stand for?
I have no idea, but I don't know. It is rural language.
See you, Vic. Bye. Thank you anyway. Darren from Cherry Gardens. G'day, Darren. Pretty good. Question 23. What does URL stand for?
I think I used the first one when I played with Netscape in a university in 93. Gosh, that feels like a long time ago.
It does feel like a long time ago.
You remember the old Netscape that pushed in and out, the end that went in and out?
Netscape. It's been and gone, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Tim Berners-Lee, Uniform Resource Locator.
Correct. A Uniform Resource Locator, a URL. Yes, Netscape, Yahoo, those search engines. That's... What was the other one that called? I can't remember.
Internet Explorer, Firefox.
Firefox, that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, I remember when discovering Firefox and thinking, oh, this is so great. And now, of course, we have ChatGPT, and that's the end of search, pretty much. Question 24, two left here, Darren, so here we go. On the internet, HTTP stands for Hypertext Transfer what?
Text Protocol.
HTTP stands for Hypertext Transfer what?
Hypertext Transfer Transmission Protocol, sorry.
I'll give you one more crack at it. On the internet, HTTP stands for Hypertext Transfer what?
I think it was my first answer, text protocol.
I'll give it to you. It does, yeah. I had already said text, but it's. But you're right. It's the last one I wanted was protocol.
Yeah, I said protocol. Yeah, protocol.
Hypertext transfer, HTT protocol. Okay. Well, that leaves us with this. Question 25. In computer imaging, GIF stands for graphics interchange what?
The old GIF. You could animate those by stacking them on top of each other. It's a graphic interchange format.
Format is the one. Very good, Darren. Well done. We'll get some details from you. Thank you very much for playing. Good on you. Uh-huh. Okay, good on you. You're the magnet winner tonight. Graphic interchange format was the one we're after. Techno babble. Thank you, everyone. Good work to Sally from Bullsbrook had that. So did Jeff the Truckie had Protocol. Annette from Perth, yes. Phil from Bayswater. The Bayswater crew had Uniform Resource Locator. Ross from Scoresby had the protocol from the HTTP. So plenty of techie people on the program tonight in the Mighty Challenge. Nice work, everyone, and very good stuff.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.